Bhakti Rakok Dibyavani, Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion, Volume 3. All glories to the Divine Master and the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Chapter 1. The Question. Yat chotabhyam atho japyam, yat khatabhyam nribhi prabho, smatabhyam bhajaniyam va. Bruhi Chadva Vipajayam. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.19.38. King Parikit asked, "We are exercising our senses in this plane, but what will be most beneficial for us? We are receiving things from outside to meet the demand of our internal self, but what will be the best utility of our senses? Which things should we imbibe within ourselves for our best interest? We are always accepting something from the environment for the inner interest. Now, how should we utilize our senses, the channel of our knowledge, that they may best help our inner interest?" Parikit Maharaj put his question to Shukadev, and Shukadev accepted, saying, "Pariyan eshate prashna, Kritto loke hitang ripa, atmavit samata pungshang, sottabhyadishu japparaha." Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.1. Yes, it is a real question, because two inherent signs of inquiry are here. Firstly, it is a general question. To find the solution is necessary for every one of us, and the answer to it will help us all. Secondly, one who already has proper knowledge of his own self will also accept this question to be most relevant. So, one sanction comes from the subjective realm, and another sanction is that it is good for the whole public. Such questions are real questions of universal interest, the solution of which will help every one of the inquirers. And not only with any partial or provincial solution, but with the absolute solution which will help solve the problem of the whole. It is the question that should be asked by anyone and everyone in this world. So yes, your question is bona fide. It will solve not only your problem, but it will give the general solution to the whole problem of the entire world. This is the question to be solved. The only question. The general population do not have any perfect knowledge, and so do not know what is what. Therefore, their inquiry may be faulty. One may therefore conclude that the public are always wrong. Since the masses are ignorant, their questions may not be the proper ones. The demand of the majority may be erroneous. It cannot be admitted that vox populi is vox dei. So it is necessary that there be intrinsic purity in the question. Therefore, Shukadeva said that those who really understand their own position will also accept and give their sanction to this question as to what is our best interest and how we can utilize our senses to draw knowledge from the environment so it will help us to the best advantage. It is passed by the subject committee of the highest section who have faultless knowledge. They are infallible, and they will give their sanction that this is a relevant question. Shukadeva Goswami continued, "So from two sides, from the upper and lower, they will accept your question as relevant. I am going to answer. You try to listen with perfect attention. Sotabjadini Rajendra Rinam Shanti Sahasrasha Apashyatang Atmatattvam Griheshu Grihamedinam." O King, there is no end of ways by which we can utilize our senses. There are thousands of engagements by which all the senses are kept so busy that they find no time for leisure. They are mostly all engaged in serving those that do not know the true necessity of the real self. Those who do not know their own wants and home are travelling in a foreign land, endlessly working to try to satisfy their curiosity. There is no proper diagnosis, but they are very busy in treatment. That is a situation to be found in the world. But self-realization, atma-tattvam, is such an important thing. One of proper, normal understanding will therefore accept the necessity of revealed truth. Revealed truth does not rely on the majority consideration of the abnormal thinkers. Shrotapanta means revealed truth, and that must come from the perfect realm, from God Himself. So here is established the indispensable necessity of the Shrotapanta, the method of revelation. It must come from the perfect realm, from Sarvajna, from the quarter of omniscience. We find that there are thousands of engagements in those that are unconscious of their own real interest. They are very busy, but very busy about nothing. What do we see if we look around? Nidraya hriyate naktang vyapayena cha vavaya diva chate thaya rajan kutumba bharanena va. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.3. At night we see two things, either sleep or playing with women, and the daytime is spent either in search of money or by serving the relatives. Deho patta kalatrarishu atma sangyesh ashatapi teshang pramato nidhanam pashyan api na pashyati. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.4. In this world we tend to group with those we can exploit. We are surrounded by those who supply our sense enjoyment, our sense pleasure. We are fully engrossed in their interest and only use them for our own sense pleasure. We are so much engrossed in that sort of false duty that we have not the leisure to find out about our own death that is drawing near towards us. Seeing but not seeing. It is a plain thing. Everyone is going to the jaws of death with the mood, I see, but still I can't see. I don't care to see, and so I don't see. And this is the peculiar position I hold now. The danger, the final danger is approaching, and I am asleep to that. I don't care to take notice of that greater duty. What can be more strange than this? King Parikit had only 7 days more to live, but Shukadeva Goswami told him, "You say that you have no time, only 7 days, but that does not matter at all. 7 days is time enough. Only the necessity is your particular attention for the solution. Only a moment is enough. There are so many trees, mountains and hills. They are living years and years, ages after ages, but to no benefit. So what is the necessity of such a long life? It is not a question of longevity or a question of time, but what is necessary is the attention to one's own self. What am I and what is mine? With that sort of attitude, our attention will be drawn to our own real interest. That is the factor and not the question of time. There is enough time." So 7 days is enough, but the peculiar necessity is to find out how our attention can be drawn towards the reality. When that is discovered, then and there our real interest will be satisfied. And only by sadhu sangha, the association of the higher, highly realized souls, is that possible. Tattango nama raja shir, yatte jatang iha jusha, uhurtat sarva utsrijya, gatavang abhayam harim. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.13. In history we find a precedent in Maharaj Kattanga. He had only one moment left of his life, but he so perfectly engaged himself that he gave himself forever to the Lord. Without any restriction or reservation, he surrendered to the feet of the Lord and he achieved the desired end. He achieved Hari. And who is Hari? Abhayam. When we get him, then all apprehension, all fear, and every undesirable thing will be vanquished forever. That is the meaning of Hari. Hari means Satchitananda, eternal existence, perfect consciousness, and also the fulfillment of life in ecstatic joy. Maharaj Khatanga achieved all that within a moment. Sarva Dharman Parichaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja, Bhagavad Gita 1866. So the problem is, how can we surrender, giving up our mundane attraction and our ignorance about our own interest? How can we jump into the absolute good, the ocean of our real interest? That is the problem, and our questions should be of such a general character. Only there is this one question. It is admitted by all that everyone wants the maximum happiness, whether he be a stone, a tree, or any species, up to the demigods, the rishis and munis. That is the only thing to be aspired for. Then how to attain it? What and who is the Lord? That is to be discussed and conceived. What is he? What am I? What is my end? How to reach the goal? What is the destination and how to reach the destination? Sambandha, Prayojan and Abhidheya. Under these three headings, the Vedic scriptures have discussed the whole problem. Who am I? Where am I? Then, what is my best benefit, the goal, and how to attain it? Divine relationship, practice and objective. Sambandha, Abhidheya and Prayojan. It is all to be discussed under these three headings. This is the general question. It is the question of everyone. It is not any partial thing, and it has nothing to do with any sectarian or provincial interests or anything of the kind. No such things can come against this campaign of the Gaudiya Mutt. Mahaprabhu began his campaign against Maya, misunderstanding, and to the conscious, saner section, that is the very thing of general demand in the world. The standard is not with the insane, but it is with the saner section. They all will welcome the movement that was inaugurated by Swami Maharaj, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, over the whole globe. And our Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, began that attempt to attack Maya, the illusory energy, and to devastate and smash it. This is kirtan. This is preaching. This is Harinam. And Mahaprabhu came here with this. Don't fly away. Don't run away for fear of Maya, misunderstanding. Ultimately, it is misunderstanding, but you want reality. So why should you be afraid? Your basis is a real one. You are standing on fundamental reality, so you should not be afraid and run to the jungle or to the cave. Even there, you will also always be afraid that Maya will enter. That is not being a bold soldier of the Sankirtan party, fearlessly wandering through the length and breadth of the world and chanting about Krishna, about truth. Truth, take up that missionary work and Maya won't venture to approach you, for Maya is misunderstanding. By repeating your Krishna consciousness to others, you'll generate the truthful consciousness. With the help of Krishna consciousness, you will be able to do away with everything infectious by spreading and distributing the disinfecting substances. That will be your duty. Be an agent of the disinfecting section who are throwing around the medicine to disinfect the infectious area. Be such an agent and thereby drive away infection from all around. If you go on in that way, then infection cannot approach you. Because you are distributing disinfectant all around you, the infection cannot come to attack you, and at the same time others will also be saved. There is only one necessity, the necessity to spread Krishna consciousness. and our object is prem. Prem means to acquire more energetic tendency to spread higher and higher levels of Krishna consciousness. Tasya kadi vetan more deha prema dhan. Prema will help us more intensely to engage in service, to serve, and to get the remuneration as prema. The nature of prema is that it will excite us more and more for service. It will move in a circular way. What we receive as remuneration will be the tendency to produce more service to the object of our reverence. That is prema. Prema is not a separate thing from service, but it will help us more and more towards service. So it is continuous, it is dynamic. It is not that I have acquired prema, now I am like a king and shall enjoy it. Now there is no longer any necessity of service. Such a stage will never come. Rather, prema will promote the speed and quality of the service. Love will actuate us more and more toward the service of the object of our love. So service will acquire prema, and prema will induce us to serve. That is our object of life.